Hey there, welcome to the 2 Cents Business Podcast. I'm your host, Joyce M. Washington. I'm a CPA, business strategist, and virtual CFO who helps small business owners earn more money and keep more of their profits through savvy money management skills. You can find the show notes for this episode and all of the episodes by heading over to thecommonsense.com. Hey there, and welcome to day one of the Kill the Vanity Metrics Challenge. If you missed the lead up to this, instead of just one episode this week, you'll get 3 episodes every day for the next 3 days, today, tomorrow, and the next day, as I deliver the task of the challenge. So it's a little bit different than, I guess, your normal, quote unquote, regular challenges, but I wanted to deliver something that would be easy to do, as well as using things that we already are using. So before we dive into today's task, let's go through what the challenge actually is and how it's going to work. So the challenge is to help you understand what metrics to track, obviously to kill vanity metrics, and how metrics can help you to maximize your productivity as well as your profitability. Note that this challenge isn't about adding more to your to-do list. It's actually going to help you to focus and point out the areas in your business that have the most impact to your bottom line. So hopefully by doing this challenge and focusing on non-vanity metrics, the metrics that promote and maximize productivity and profitability, you'll actually be able to do less in your everyday business life, okay? So now that we've covered what this challenge is all about and why I decided to do this one, this is how it's going to work. There are 2 parts to the challenge. Part one is that each day there's going to be a hopefully quick episode, podcast episode. At the beginning of the episode, I'll hit you with a question that I want you to answer or an activity that I want you to do, and then off you go to do the activity. In the event that the question or the activity requires more explanation, I'll use the remainder of the episode to provide that explanation to you so you know exactly what you need to do. So that's part one. Part two, and this is where the fun part is because as I've mentioned in quite a few episodes that I like to have fun in business and I like to gamify it a bit. And make business building a game. This is a contest. Well, there will be a contest with prizes. So if you'd like to participate in part two, you just go over to Instagram and let me know that you completed the day's activity. There will be points for the different activities. There's 4. So if you're a little bit shy and you don't want to broadcast that you've participated in the contest, you can send me a direct message. So that's one way that you can participate. Or you can go to my profile. The second way to participate is going to my profile and commenting on the challenge's post of the day. Or the third way that you can participate is to post a comment or post a story on your own profile, or you can post an image on your own newsfeed. So that's 4 ways that you can participate. You can direct message me, you can comment on the challenge post of the day, you can post on your own story, or you can post on your own profile. So 4 different ways. To get the points, you must tag me. I am at The Common Sense, and that is sense spelled with a C, like money, and use the hashtag #KillVanityMetricsChallenge. So you can do 1 of the 4 or you can do all of the 4 to participate and to get the points. So that's what it is, how it's going to work, how you're going to get your task for the day, and how you can participate in the contest. So now that we've covered all of that, let's get to today's task. So in order to keep today's episode a little bit shrunken in, I'm not going to go over all the rules and the points and the prizes and all that good stuff, but you can find all of the details and the links to the things that I mentioned today in the show notes, which is going to be at thecommonsense.com/023. So That's how it's going to work. And I hope that you're having as much fun or will have as much fun with the challenge as I'm having creating it for you. So let's get to it. With the exception of this episode, each episode will have the task or the question at the beginning, followed by an additional explanation. So here's your day one activity. I want you to do some dreaming and tell me what it is. What does your dream business look like? What is your ultimate goal? Now, that might not seem too much of a metrics-driven kind of thing, but, and here's where the explanation comes in and why I want you to do this thing specifically, why I want you to look at what your dream business looks like and what I and why I want you to write down what your ultimate goal is. Because metrics is a measurement. We're measuring something. So although this is about killing vanity metrics, before we can dive into what to measure and how to discern what's a vanity metric and what's not a vanity metric, we have to figure out where we're going. So you have to do a little bit of dreaming. That's where we need to start. And we have to start with what your goals are. Why are you in business? What are you after? We need to know what you want and what your end game is. Now, once we have that information, we can figure out how to get there, and then we can figure out how to measure your progress with metrics. So keep in mind, although we are in the business to profit, your primary goal may not necessarily be a monetary one, and that is absolutely okay. For instance, your goal might be to serve a certain number of clients. So that's cool too. Just know that it's your dream. Just know what your dream is and go for it. So again, today's task is, what does your dream business look like? What is your ultimate goal? It can be a monetary goal. It could be a certain number of clients served or something completely different. So once you have done a little bit of dreaming or revisited what your dream is and revisited what your ultimate goal is, hop on over to Instagram and let me know that you've completed the task and let me know what your dreams and your goals are. So with that, we are done for today's episode. I told you it would be quick, or that I would try to keep it quick. That's it for today. Challenge you again tomorrow. Bye.